So let's begin. We're going to first talk about what happens if a person is davening Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, Friday night, Shabbos morning. And I'm sure this never happens to you, but it happens to me sometimes, that all of a sudden you start davening, you're on autopilot, and you're davening the weekday davening. You're not davening the Shabbos davening. You realize in the middle that you're davening the weekday davening. So we'll take a look at Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet tells us the halacha. Misha Hispalel, again, I'm chopping up the Shulchan Aruch. We're going to end up seeing all this, the Simon, this Ifim here, but we're going to slightly do it in a different order. Just, I want to call it a more logical order, because I'm sure Yosef Karo had a reason for the order that he put it in, but at least for the modern mind, it might be a better order for remembering. So if you take a look at Sif Dalet, Misha Hispalel Tefila Shel Chol B'Shabbos, the Lo Hizkir Shel Shabbos. You daven a weekday davening on Shabbos, right? It's always embarrassing. I joke around with my shir and yeshiva. It's always embarrassing when you're in the middle of Shabbos davening and you know, you'd start clapping the alcheitz, no, not the alcheitz, the slachlanu, and then you start scratching and pretending that you have something stuck in your throat because you sat there clapping during Shabbos davening. So, Misha spal tefillah shel chol b'Shabbos v'lo hizkir shel Shabbos. You davened a weekday davening. You made no reference to Shabbos at all. Total autopilot, says the Shulchan Aruch, lo yotze. You're not yotze. Now, im hizkir shel Shabbos besoch shmona esrei, but if you mention Shabbos, for some reason, I'm not sure why you would have done that, because you were on autopilot. Let's say you started on autopilot and you said, oh, it's Shabbos. What's the Shabbos davening again? And you say, Shabbos kodesh. And then, you know, you get lost in your thought and you finish off with the whole davening. If you mentioned Shabbos, afal pish lo kava bracha le Shabbos, even though you didn't make a bracha mikadesh Shabbos, you didn't make a bracha about Shabbos, but you mentioned the word Shabbos, so then you yatza b'dieved. You don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. But if you didn't, the ikar din of Sif Dalet, misha spal tefilah shel chol b'Shabbos the lo hizkir shel Shabbos lo yatza. What does lo yatza mean? Obviously, you're going to have to say the Shmona Esrei again. You'll start again from the beginning. Okay. What if you didn't actually finish? You said the chol Shmona Esrei, and you got modim, you get all the way to the end, but you don't actually finish. So take a look at Siv Hey. Tov is Baal Shel Chol B'Shabbos. Right, this happens to us sometimes. No, at least it happens to me sometimes. You automatically start the chol. So here's an extreme case. Here you actually finished the Shmona Esrei. Tov is Baal Shel Chol B'Shabbos. Below his kir shel Shabbos. I once heard a very good piece of Musser from a relative of mine, my father's cousin, Rav Belsky, Rav Daniel Belsky. So I once heard him say that, you know, sometimes people have a question, they don't remember if they benched. He said, you know, no one ever forgets if they ate. You know, you don't sit there and say, like, did I have a sandwich? You always remember that you ate. Benching, we forget sometimes. So he says it about mincha also. Sometimes the person forgets mincha. He says, you know, who forgets lunch? You don't forget lunch. Yeah, mincha you forget. So it's true, you know. Anyway, Tov Yispal Shel Chol B'Shabbos below his kir Shel Shabbos. If you make a mistake and you daven the whole davening and you didn't mention Shabbos, so now im akaraglov chozer l'rosh. If you took three steps back, if you broke your stance, so then you have to start again from the beginning, all the way from the beginning. V'im lo akar raglav, but if you didn't, then you got to the end of davening, but you weren't akar raglav, afal pisha siyem tefilah, so even though you did finish davening, you just haven't taken your steps back yet, eino chozer el l'shel Shabbos. You don't have to go back all the way to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. You go to where the Shabbos bracha begins, meaning Magen Avram, and Chaya Mesim, and Ata Kadosh, Hakel Kadosh, you're Yotze with that. You pick up from right after that, Takanta Shabbos, Ata Kidashta, wherever it is, if it's Friday night, Shabbos day. So if you haven't taken the steps back yet, you only go back to where the Shabbos bracha begins. Now, if the Mishnah Berura, not here, but in Kuf Yud Zayin Yud Ches, where he's talking about the Halachos of Shmona Esrei, so the Mishnah Berura there says that when we talk about this idea of allowing people to unmute themselves if you have, people have questions. Okay, if you, the Shulchan Aruch over there says, the Mishnah Berurah comments in Kuf Yud Zayin Yud Ches, that this is also if you already said the final Yehi Ratzon. If you said Elokai Neshama and the final Yehi Ratzon, but you didn't take the steps back, you're also done. And from the Shulchan Aruch, it makes it sound like until you take the three steps back, everything's in play. So the Mishnah Berurah, he says, no, if you've also said Elokai Neshama and the final Yehi Ratzon, and now you're just, I don't know, adding extra prayers for family, or at that point, the Shmoneh Esrei is done, and you have to go back to the beginning. Okay. Let's go one more si'if here. Sivav, very interesting halacha. Hatoeh b'tfilah Shabbos, v'hichlif shel zu b'zu. Let's say you made an error in the Shabbos. Right? Friday night we say atokidashta. And in the morning we say Yismach Moshe. So let's say Friday night you accidentally said Yismach Moshe instead of Atokidashta. Let's say you say the wrong Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. It's a Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. So you'll probably already know the answer because we already mentioned that if you say a Chol Shmoneh Esrei and you just mention the word Shabbos, you're Yotzei B'Dieved. So seemingly for sure on Shabbos, if you say the wrong Shmoneh Esrei, you should be Yotzei. And sure enough, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Hatoa b'tfilah Shabbos v'hichlif shel zu b'zu, eino chozer. You don't have to go back. Seemingly, this means even Musaf. Seemingly. But now he quotes a Yesh Omrim. Yef b'yesh Omrim shim hichlif shel Musaf b'acheres, or acheres b'shel Musaf, then you do have to go back. That if you made a mistake with Musaf, you said Musaf instead of the Friday night one, or the Friday night one instead of Musaf, so then it doesn't count. Now, in general, when we have a stam v'yesh, what's the halacha? Stam v'yesh, anyone know? Meaning, when the Shulchan Aruch says something stam, and then he says a yesh omrim, what's the halacha? Stam v'yesh, halacha ke?
Halacha ke stam.
Halacha ke stam, exactly. Stam v'yesh, halacha ke stam. So when the Shulchan Aruch says an opinion, stam, without attributing it to anyone, then he says yesh omrim, we generally paskin like the stam. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah Tezvav, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Achronim Tamuhu. The Achronim have a question here. Why does he write a Lashon of Yesh Omrim? Anyway, Kulei Alma Modim does that. Everyone agrees to this. So anyway, we're paskin, I mean, not anyway. We, using the Klolim, we would paskin like the stam. Stam v'yesh halacha k'stam. But the Mishnah Berurah points out that it's very strange because the halacha is like the Yesh Omrim and nobody disagrees. Meaning even the Stam here, which, you know, he's quoting the Stam here from the Shibolei Haleket. The Shibolei Haleket doesn't disagree. So that's a little bit of an anomaly here in the Shulchan Aruch. I'm just going to digress for 1 second to share with you a machshava idea. We pointed it out, I believe, last man, I believe, in the beginning of the Choref. We pointed this out, I believe, when we're talking some Inyani Shabbos, some Machshava ideas, but I'm just going to mention it very quickly because I think it's an important concept and it's very connected to what we just read. You know, it's very interesting that on Shabbos, we say three different Shmoneh Esreis. We don't find that anywhere else. You know, on Yontiv, the Mariv, Shachris, and Mincha Shmoneh Esrei are exactly the same. Certainly during the week, they're exactly the same. Okay, Sim Shalom and Shalom Rav instead of Sim Shalom, but it's basically the same Shmoneh Esrei. Shabbos is the only time where you find that each Shmoneh Esrei has its own character, its own nusach. So okay, so we see lahalacha, it doesn't really make a difference. B'di'evit, lechatchila, obviously it does, but b'di'evit, you could say any of them in your yotze. But it's interesting that Chazal felt on Shabbos the need to institute three separate Shmoneh Esrei, three separate Shmoneh Esreis, three different texts. If you look at the nature of the text, so I think it reveals to us a little bit why Chazal were doing this. You know, if you ask the average person what Shabbos is all about, they're going to tell you that Shabbos is a testament that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Right? He worked for 6 days, then the seventh day rests, so we also rest. We're testifying and affirming our belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But I don't think that that's 100% correct. There's much more to Shabbos. Shabbos is not just about Hashem as creator. Because Hashem as creator can lead to a very simple kfira that we find many people believing. And that is that Hashem created the world and then he's done with it. And he's moved on to other things. He created something, built the watch, And now the watch runs on its own, and he's done. He's moved on to other things. And we don't believe that. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only did he create the world, but he continued then to be involved with the world. He gave us a Torah. He gave us direction of what we should be doing in the world. And the world is evolving and moving towards the Geula Shleima that we're all looking forward to, and we all daven for. So there's also an end game. If you think about the three Shmon Esreis pick up on each of those themes. The Friday night Shmon Esrei, Ata Kidashta, is all about Hashem as creator. Vayichulu Hashemayim v'haaretz. It's all about Hashem as creator. What's the Shabbos morning? Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko. It's all about Matan Torah. Matan Torah means that he didn't just create the world, he gave direction. He has things that he wants done. And then what's the last, what's the mincha? Ata echad v'shimcha echad. It's all about Achris HaYamim, the time when everyone will recognize Hashem, everyone will recognize the value that Klal Yisrael has been contributing to the world. So the three Shmona Esreis are all picking up on the broader testimony that Shabbos is all supposed to be about. It's supposed to be that Hashem is creator, Hashem is the one who gave the Torah, and furthermore, the idea that everything is working towards an overarching goal. The Torah brings down that each of the three Sudas that we have on Shabbos, also each one picks up on the theme of the Shmon Esrei, that the Friday night Suda is supposed to be a celebration and a commemoration of creation. The Shabbos morning Suda is supposed to be a commemoration of Matan Torah, which was on Shabbos. And the Shalosh Shudas, that's why the Hasidim are very into Shalosh Shudas. Shalosh Shudas is about Mashiach and Achris HaYomim. Okay, but be that as it may, so that's why you don't want to mess up the proper Shmona Esreis, because there's themes. It's Chazal did it with intention. But if you do, at the end of the day, you're Yotzei, you're davening. Which would mean, for instance, if you find yourself in a place without a sitter, and you know one of the Shmona Esreis, so just say that Shmona Esrei for all three Shmona Esreis. You'll be Yotzei if you don't have a sitter. Okay. Now we're going to go back a little bit in the Siman. Now we're going to deal with another case. What happens if you realize in the middle of the Shmona Esrei that you're davening a weekday Shmona Esrei? We've spoken about, let's say you said the whole thing and then you realize and you got to go back. Let's say you realize at the end. So if you haven't taken your steps back yet, you can go back. Okay, what if I'm in the middle? I'm in the middle of Rifayinu. I'm in the middle of Barech Aleinu and I realize that it's Shabbos. So the general rule is you finish the bracha that you're in the middle of, and then you go back and start saying the Shabbos davening. But you finish the bracha that you're in the middle of. So that is towards the beginning of the Siman here. And the Mishnah Brura, take a look at Sif Beis in the Shulchan Aruch first, upstairs, Reish Samaches, Sif Beis. Im Tov Hizchil Tfilas Achol, if you made an error and you started davening Tfilas Achol, Gomer Osa Bracha Shenizkar Bo, you should finish the bracha that you're in the middle of when you remembered. Umaschil shel Shabbos. And then you start with Shabbos. Lo shna nizkar bebrachas hatachon. It doesn't matter if you're in hatachonin in the very beginning. Lo shna nizkar bebracha achas mishar brachos. Bein ba'arvis, bein b'shachris, musuf u'mincha. It doesn't matter. The din is, you finish what you're saying, and then you go back and start the Shabbos davening. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Beis says, the reason is, because there's really no reason not to say the weekday Shmon Esrei on Shabbos. Why not? Why can't you say the weekday Shmon Esrei on Shabbos? You're not fundamentally doing anything wrong. It's just that Chazal, very interesting, Chazal, because of the Kedusha and Kavod of Shabbos, they didn't want to be Matriachas. That's what he writes here. Mishum Kavod Shabbos, Lo Itrichu Rabbanon, and they did us a favor. And they said, you know what? Instead of all these 13 brachas in the middle, right, we start with three and we end with three and we have 13 in the middle. Instead of these 13 in the middle, we'll let you, it's Shabbos, you should enjoy. We'll give you one bracha. Which is interesting. You would think, you know, Chazal, what's more enjoyable than davening? What do you mean? Give me more davening. But you see, Chazal were very human and very normal. And Chazal said, listen, we don't want to be matriach, you just sit davening all day. Go home, have a meal, enjoy yourself a little bit. So therefore, they were makatzer the Shmona Esrei. But fundamentally, the weekday Shmona Esrei is Shaykh to Shabbos. And therefore, if you started a bracha, it's not appropriate to end the bracha in the middle. If the bracha is not appropriate, you know, you're making a bracha about Yom Kippur and it's a regular Tuesday, so you stop because that doesn't make any sense. But if it's Shabbos and you're saying Berech Aleinu is appropriate for Shabbos. And therefore, you're allowed to finish the bracha, and you should finish the bracha. It's the proper respect for davening. And then you start the Shabbos section. Now, you might be asking, but wait a second, I thought there's this halacha I've heard about that we're not supposed to make personal requests on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Peches Tes, Sifkat and Tes in the Mishnah Berurah, it's on your source sheet, actually. I emailed out the source sheet a little bit late, so I don't know if people have it, but it's on your source sheet, source number 2. So he writes there, the Mishnah Berurah, that this idea of personal requests on Shabbos not being appropriate, that's only when you're writing your own personal requests. But to say the text of a standardized bracha is not a problem on Shabbos. And he says, for that reason, for instance, we say in benching, Rachem Na. Rachem Na Hashem Elkeinu. What is that? We're asking Hashem, give us back Yerushalayim. You know, some people don't say the Harachamons on Shabbos at the end of benching. There's all those harachamons, right? Now, people, they ended Yechasreinu. Mishnah Berurah says explicitly that, I believe, that in the source I gave you, that the harachamons are okay to say, because since they're a standard text, so you're allowed to say, that's not called a problem of issuing personal requests on Shabbos. Since I quoted him already once, I'll quote again. I heard from Rubelsky once, he said that some people don't like to say their Rachman. So he said, I asked him about it. So he said, you don't have to say them, you just won't get them. Right? They're all brachas from Hashem. So you don't want to say them, you don't have to say them. He won't give them to you if you don't want to say them. So, but the Rachmans, the Maisa, are able to be said because personal bakashas are allowed as long as you're saying a standardized text. And certainly the Shmon Esrei is a standardized text. Okay, here's a very interesting, so that was Beis in the Shulchan Aruch here. So you finish the bracha you're in the middle of, and then you go back. There is a very interesting discussion. What if you only said the word Atta, of Atta Chonen? Okay, you said Hakel HaKadosh, and now you say Atta. You're about to say Atta Chonen, and you realize it's Shabbos. So now wait a second. Friday night, we say Atta Kidashta. So you can really just go right into Kidashta. It's the same word. Atta chonin, atta kidashta. Shabbos morning, you're not okay, because Shabbos morning we say Yismach Moshe, not atta Yismach Moshe. But at Mincha, you're also okay, because at Mincha we say atta echad v'shimcha echad. So what's the din if you only said atta? So take a look in Gimel. So he says as follows. In the Shulchan Aruch. Im hayis savor, the Shulchan Aruch is going to make a distinction, right? Again, theoretically, at least in 2 out of 3 of the davenings, you could go right into the Shabbos davening. So the Shulchan Aruch is going to make a distinction between if you literally forgot it Shabbos, and you're davening, you know, it's COVID-19 pandemic, so you're not in shul, you're davening in your home, you wake up one morning, you forgot that it's Shabbos, and you start davening a whole davening. And then you realize after saying the word Atta. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Im hayasavar shu chol, if you think it's the weekday, v'hischil adaita d'chol, and you start with the intention that it's chol, umiyad kishamar tevas atah nizkar, and as soon as you say the word atah, you realize that it's Shabbos, kodim shamar chonein, before you say the word chonein, habile hischa b'shachol, that's called, you started a chol davening, because you thought it was the weekday. So we follow the regular halacha, gomer osa bracha, so you finish that bracha. Aval im hayyodeya shu Shabbos. But if, this is our second possibility, you didn't think it was chol, you knew it was Shabbos. You're in shul, you're wearing your Shabbos suit, you know it's Shabbos. Ushalo bekavona hischil tevas atta. But you said atta just like out of rote. You know, you just, your lips just said the word atta, and you were going to say atta chone, meaning you said atta assuming that it was going to say chone. Now, even if it's Shachris, and certainly at Mariv, certainly at Mincha, but even if it's Shachris, which is not Toseach with the word Atta, you don't finish the bracha of Atta Chonein. Rather, you're able to continue with the Shabbos bracha. Why is this true even at Shacharis? Because we already said that theoretically, any of the Shmona Esreis work for Shacharis. Ata Kidashta works for Shacharis. Ata Echad works for Shacharis. So just because you said Ata doesn't mean you weren't saying a Shabbos Shmona Esrei. You were saying a Shabbos Shmona Esrei. You knew it was Shabbos. Your lips just, you know, ran ahead of you. And therefore, that's the distinction that he makes, and you're able to just go right into the Shabbos davening. Okay, not such a common case, I imagine, so we're not going to spend too much time on it. I see a question, though. Ariel, you have a question? No, okay. Let's keep going. What happens if a person finished all of the bakashos? You finished, you're into Ritzeh, you finished Ritzeh, you said Hamachazir Shechinaso Litzion, and now you're up to Modim, and you're in the middle of Modim, and now you realize that Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss this case, but in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, source 3 on the source sheet I sent out, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, in this situation, it's not the same halacha. You don't finish the bracha and then go back. Why? Because no matter what, you're going to have to say this bracha again. Modim and V'yala Kol, those need to be said after the Shabbos bracha. So what's going to happen? You're going to go back to the Shabbos bracha, say the Shabbos bracha, and then you're going to say again Modim and the end of davening. So since you're going to be saying them again, we don't want to say them twice. And therefore, in that situation, you really stop and you go back. Okay, one last point here, and this is back to Beis. We didn't really finish Beis. This is about Musaf. So again, if I could just bring you back to the context of Beis. Beis was about, if you are in the middle of a bracha, you finish it, and we just saw now in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that means in the bakasha section, not if you're already at Modim. But if you're in the middle of the bakashas, any bakasha, you finish it, and then you go back for the Shabbos. In the Shulchan Aruch, he said, even Musaf. But at the end, he says, V'yesh Omrim, to be Musaf, posek afilu be'emtza bracha. There are those who say that for Musaf, you do just stop right in the middle, and you don't finish off the bracha. And the reason for this, Mishnah Berurah explains, is because Musaf is not real. Because again, we're talking about that you're in the middle of a bakasha, and you're really supposed to be saying Musaf. So Musaf never has bakashas in it. When it comes to Mincha and Maariv and Shacharis, you really could be saying bakashas. We just don't, because Chazal gave us a break and shortened the Shmoneh Esrei. But Musaf never has bakashos in it. Never during the year does Musaf have bakashos. Musaf, I mean the regular bakashos, the bakashos of Brechalenu and Rifu'enu. And therefore, Rifu'enu is not, you can't say, oh, Rifu'enu theoretically could be said and Chazal just shortened it for us. No, you never say those personal bakashos in Musaf. And therefore, that's why this opinion, this Yesh Omrim, says that you stop in your tracks and you just start the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei. Now, in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Hay, he says, again, this is another exception to the rule. Usually, Estam v'Yesh, halachat Estam. Here, he says, we paskin like the Yesh, because of a chshash of bracha levatala. Okay, let's keep moving. I'd like to move on to Vayichulu. So that was all mistakes that a person makes in davening. Now, we're going to finish off this siman. It's not really, there's no more mistakes, really. The rest of the siman, even though the name of the siman is Din HaToeh B'Tfilah Shabbos, that's what Reish Samach Ches's title is. It's unfortunate. That's like a pessimistic title. There's a lot of very optimistic halachos in this section. So this, we're going to talk now a little bit about Vayichulu. So if you look in the very beginning in Aleph, so I said it's a funny order here. If you take a look at Aleph, so I'm wonder if the Shulchan Aruch always puts in the beginning the halachos that are explicit in Shas. Okay, I'm not sure, we'll have to do a little research about that. Anyway, if you take a look at Sif Aleph here, so what does it say? Omer Vayechulu B'Tfilas Arvis. We say Vayechulu in Maariv Davening. And this is a Gemara in Shabbos. I put it on your source sheet. It's source number 1 for those of you who have it. The Gemara says, "Afilu yochid hamispalel b'erev Shabbos tzoruch lomer vayichulu the Omer of Hamnuna, because where Hamnuna taught, Kol HaMispalel, this is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, by the way, Aleph. Omer of Hamnuna, Kol HaMispalel veOmer vayichulu ki'ilu nasa shuktuf laKadosh Baruch Hu v'briyas ha'olam. The Ma'aseh Bereishis. Anyone who says vayichulu on Friday night, it's as if he becomes God's partner in creation. It makes a drush here. So it's an interesting concept. What does it mean you become God's partner in creation? But it, clearly that's something very positive and something that we would like to get that, we'd like that feather in our hat to be considered that we are a partner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creation. And that's why they instituted that we say Vayichulu in Davening. Now, when I say saying Vayichulu in Davening, I mean in the Shmona Esrei. They put into the text of Shmona Esrei to say Vayichulu. That is Halacha Aleph. Omer Vayichulu b'tfilas arvus. Now, if you flip to Zion, Halacha Zion, Siv Zion, now in Siv Zion, he says, Chozrim lomar Vayichulu, we repeat Vayichulu, and now we're talking about after Shmona Esrei. Right? Everyone knows, after Shmona Esrei on Friday night, the way that we start, you know, we continue davening, as the Chazan says, Vayichulu Hashemayim Baretz, and everyone says Vayichulu Hashemayim Baretz. So we repeat it. Why do we repeat Vayichulu after Shmona Esrei? We just said it 20 seconds ago in Shmona Esrei. So this is the din. Zion says the Shulchan Aruch, Mishum Yom Tov Shechalios B'Shabbos, She'en Omrim Noso B'Tfila. Amazing. You know why we say it again every week of the year? Because when it's Shabbos Yontif, when it's Yontif falls out on Shabbos, what Shmona Esrei do we say? We say the Yontif Shmona Esrei. And we throw in those brackets for Shabbos. The Ahava, right? We mentioned Shabbos. We just learned in this simon that you could be Yotzei Shabbos davening by just mentioning Shabbos. So that's what we do in Yontif. We're Yotzei Shabbos davening by just mentioning Shabbos. But we don't say Vayichulu in the Shmona Esrei. So on a Shabbos, Shechalios b'Yontif, you're not going to say Vayichulu. How are you going to be Mekayim the Din of Rav Hamnuna to become a Shutaf for the Kadosh Baruch Hu b'Ma'aseh Bereishis? So because of those situations, they instituted every week to say Vayichulu after Shmona Esrei. Seems a little extreme. You would think that they would just say, okay, on Shabbos Shechalios b'Yontif, say Vayichulu after Shmona Esrei. And yet, we say it every single week for that reason. I'll take my father's question in 1 second just to finish this line here in the Shulchan Aruch. So he says that's the first reason why we do it. Vigam, another reason, Lahotzi l'mi she'enu yodea. Since it's so important to say Vayichulu, what's going to be the little farm boy sitting in the back of shul who doesn't know how to daven? And he comes to daven and he whistles along with the davening, but he doesn't know the actual words. So how are we going to be motzi him? So during the week, the way he's yotzi is he listens to Chazar Sashatz. That's why they originally had Chazar Sashatz, in order to be motzi all the people who don't know how to daven. So how's this? How is he going to be yotzi on Shabbos, this din of Vayichulu? Ma'ariv, he doesn't need to, because Ma'ariv is a Rishus originally, so we don't have Chazar Sashatz for Ma'ariv. But how's he going to be able to fulfill this din of Rav Hamnuna? So we have him repeat it. So we have the Chazan repeat it to be motzi the people in shul who don't know how to say the Amida. Questions? Comments?
Yeah. Won't everyone hear Vayichulu as part of the Kiddush?
Oh, you mean when they get home?
Or in shul. Some places have...
Oh, some places... Right, we're going to talk about that next week. Yes. So that's true. We're going to see that this Inyan of Vayichulu in some of the Rishonim, they speak about in Yonei Kabbalah, they try to say that you should say it three times. That's why we say it in davening, we say it after davening, and then we say it again in Kiddush. But you're right. Theoretically, we will be hearing it in we'll be hearing it when we get home, and we should be able to be yotzei with that as well. That's true.
And going back a quick piece. You finish the bracha if you're saying that he's accidentally weekday bracha. You finish the bracha you're on. My guess is there'd be an exception for that if you're saying a personal tefillah. Which is not part of the Tosef, you know, of the bracha, you know, let's say for some personal bakashi, you would stop that immediately. And right.
So seemingly, yes, that would stop immediately because you wouldn't have the hector of the standard text of right. You would stop that immediately. Right. Very good. Okay. The if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, so the Shulchan Aruch also points out the Omrim Oso Bekol Ram Umar. We also say it out loud by Echulu after Shmon Esrei, and we say it standing up. So the Mishnah Berurah picks up on this idea that we're saying it out loud and standing it up. And the Mishnah standing up. And the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Tes says that the reason that we do it out loud and standing up is because we are testifying. We're like Edim. This is people, I think a lot of people have heard this before. We're like Edim. We're testifying that Hashem created the world. And that would seemingly be an additional reason, even though it's not mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch, an additional reason to do it again after Shmon Esrei. And you wouldn't necessarily get this with the house Kiddush, as my father pointed out. And that is this idea to testify that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And therefore we stand like Edom do, right? Not like in America where they give you a nice comfortable chair and they let you know, they bring you a drink and you can relax. In Halacha, the Edom have to stand, and the Edom have to stand two people. You have two people testify together. And therefore we say it Bitzibur, we say it out loud, standing, and it's as a form of Edus. And the pasuk says, "Be'amdu shnei ha'anashim," that mucker for testimony while you're standing. And we do it with the entire tzibur, even though you really only need two. And that's why you sometimes see people who daven Shmon Esrei too long. And I say too long, as we'll see in a second, because there's going to be a debate if you should shorten your Shmon Esrei in order to be able to catch vayechulu with the tzibur. But you see people going around and say to someone, "Oh, you know, can you say this with me?" Because there's an inyan that it should be said with two people. If you take a look in the Be'er Halacha, Dibur Maschil Uma Umad, last line. So he says there, L'chadchila, it's best to do this not only with two, even to do it with Asara, to do it with Tzibor, as a Tzibor, to all proclaim together that Hashem created the world. Umitam Zeh, Hamispalel Belachash, when you're davening your private Shmon Esrei, Yemaher L'sayim Tfiloso, you should speed up to finish your Shmon Esrei, Kadesh Yomar Vayechulu in Makal, in order so that you could say Vayechulu with the Tzibor. So that's a fascinating thing. The Chazon Ish argues on this. The Chazon Ish says he doesn't understand why the Be'er Halacha would suggest such a thing. He says, it doesn't say in the Gemara that Vayechulu should be done with Tzibor. That's something that you find the Rishonim, the Achronim talking about it. But the Gemara is very clear that you should daven Shmon Esrei, the Kavana, slowly. So if you're davening Shmon Esrei and you're davening slowly, why would you speed up and sacrifice your Kavana and your Shmon Esrei in order to be able to say Vayechulu B'tzibur, which is not even mentioned in the Gemara to do that? And therefore, that's quoted here by the Dirshu. The Dirshu quotes from the Chazon Ish that he discouraged that. At the end, he leaves his Tzarech Ion because there's a diuk in the Gemara that maybe the Gemara is implying it's better to do it B'tzibur. The Gemara says Afilu Yachid should say it. But be that as it may, that is the that's a debate. But ideally, if you're done with your Shmon Esrei, so we do it B'tzibur, we do it out loud. Now, very interestingly, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said, let's say you're davening really slowly, or you got late, you came to shul late, and when you are about to say Vayechulu in your private Shmon Esrei, B'tzibur is saying Vayechulu. So he says that in that situation, so that if you can work it out to get to Vayechulu at the same time that they are, so then you're Yotzei with that. You can say it with them, and you'll accomplish this idea of saying it with the Tzibur. Okay, now Lemaisa, what happens if you missed it? I already alluded to this a minute ago. What happens if you missed Vayechulu with the Tzibur? So the implication of the Mishnah Berurah, and that's why you see so many people in shul doing this, is that you really should find another person. It's Eidus. Needs to be said with two people. You should find another person, go over to someone else in shul, and ask him to say Vayechulu with you. Now, what do you mean? You said Vayechulu in davening, and you're going to say Vayechulu again at home when you make Kiddush. That's true, but as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, there's this inyan to do it standing up and with more than one person in order to testify. The Chazon Ish disagreed again. You see that the Chazon Ish downplayed this whole idea of the importance of Vayechulu. Again, I'm sure he thought it was important, but not the same way that the Mishnah Berurah is making importance of it. And the Chazon Ish said that if you don't have another person, so just say it alone. You don't have to go and find another person. You know, I believe he points out there that, remember, the whole reason they instituted this in the first place was for Shabbos Shecholios B'yontif. You already were Yotzei in your Shmon Esrei. okay, once we're doing it, but Sibur, so it's nice and it's, but he says, it's interesting, if you go searching for someone, it almost is implying that you need to testify that God created the world, which he sees is like a funny thing. We need to prove it to people that God created the world? It's obvious Hashem created the world. What, we need to go out and find someone in order to prove it and to testify? So the Chazon Ish was not such a big fan, apparently, of going and finding another person. He said, you could say it by yourself. My own personal practice is that when I miss it, I don't often miss it, but if I miss by a hulu, so if there's someone nearby, I'll ask them. But many times I've just said it myself. And, what the Chazon Ish is saying makes a lot of sense. Lamaisa, so what happens if you don't have another person? You know, you daven such a long Shmon Esrei, the lights are off, the shul's closed, you know, there's no one around. What do you do in that situation? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that you should say it by yourself, but have in mind that you're not testifying, because you're not following the halachos of testimony. Shlomo Zalman says, what's the big deal? Go home and ask your wife to say it with you. Your wife's also chayven by Yehu. So have your wife say it with you. Okay, we have 5 more minutes. I want to start a little bit about bracha me'ein sheva, and that is what we refer to colloquially as magen avos. Right? After vayechulu, then the chazan says baruch atah Hashem, a little bit of starts a bracha, then everyone sings magen avos bidvaro. I say everyone, but that's not really true. Sfardim in the room will probably tell me that not everyone says magen avos, only the, do we have any Sfardim who can testify to that? That only the chazan says magen avos? No, not necessarily. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Only the chazan,
right?
But yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, indeed.
Right. Okay. So what's the story with magen avos? So the source for this is a Gemara in Shabbos. And the Gemara in Shabbos, I gave it to you on the source sheet. I don't know how many of you have the source sheet, but you can take a look at it after the shir. It says that the Rabbanon were misakim. This is source 8. It's Gemara in Shabbos. Chafdal Ramid Beis. The Rabbanon were misakim to say magen avos, this bracha me'ein sheva, just one bracha that chap 7 brachos. What does it mean, 7 brachos? Shmon Esrei. Shmon Esrei always starts with 3, ends with 3. The question is, how many have in the middle? During the week, we have 13 in the middle, bringing our sum total up to 19. On Shabbos and Yontiv, usually, we throw in one bracha in the middle, so we end up having 7. So it's a bracha me'ein sheva. So why did the Rabbanan make this takana? They made the takana because of a sakana, because of danger. What's the danger that they were trying to avoid or that they were trying to address? This is the machlokas. Rashi on the spot there in the Gemara, Mishnah Berurah quotes this, and he just quotes the opinion of Rashi. Mishnah Berurah here is in Chaf. So if you take a look at Chaf, Achas me'ein sheva. People see where I am in Sif Katan Chaf in the Mishnah Berurah? Ruvi, you got it there? Okay. So what do we have here? Hu masha shliach tzibur omer achar tfila. I guess we should first really read upstairs. Let's read Sif Ches upstairs in the Shulchan Aruch. Omer shliach tzibur bracha achas me'ein sheva. The shliach tzibur makes bracha me'ein sheva. The ein hayachid omer osa. And Yachid doesn't. It's something that Tzibor does. So if you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, Huma Shashliach Tzibor Omer Achar Tfila Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu V'Chulei Kone Shamayim V'Aretz. And then everyone says Magen Avos B'Dvaro V'Chulei V'Chulei. V'Niskena Mishum Sakanas Mazikim Shebatei Kineisio Shalem Hayu Basade. They used to daven at night in the fields. Their shuls, their meeting places where they would daven would be in the fields. So assuming this must have been before Jews moved into towns. This is when they were living in real rural areas. So their shuls were out in the fields. I guess back then also, people sometimes came late for shul. And by the time they were finished davening, they were the last one left in shul. They were there all by themselves in the middle of the fields. While the Shliach Tzibur is singing, so it gives him time to finish up his davening, so he won't be left there by himself. The Gamayda nowadays that we don't daven in fields, still the takana remains. That's how Rashi explains. the nature of the takana. So we're basically stalling. That's what we're doing. It's a stalling tactic. So we give the chazan some brachas to say in order to stall. The Gaonim, the Gra quotes from the Gaonim, the Gra learned differently. He learned that the idea was to be motzi the latecomers, not to give them time to daven, but they came late. They're not going to say Shmon Esrei. We'll say this shortened Shmon Esrei, and we'll be motzi them, and they'll be yotzei davening by listening to the chazan say this shortened Shmon Esrei. Now, as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, we only say this b'tzibur. A yachid doesn't say it. But if you look in the Ramah says, Mihu ima yachid wrote salahach me'alatmo. If the yachid wants to say it, so yachol la'omra below psicho below chasima, he can say it without the beginning, that's the bracha part, and the end, which is also a bracha, the middle paragraph, the magin avos part. That part he can say, b'chein noagin hatzibor la'omra inshli hatzibor below psicho b'chasima. And that is our minhag, he says, in Ashkenazic communities, is that we say Magen Avos, the middle part, we say it along with the Shliach Tzibor. Now, that's why I made a reference before that the Sfardim, this is the Ramah, quoting the minhag of Ashkenazim, the Sfardim do not do this. The Sfardim simply allow the Chazan to say the whole thing. But Ashkenazim, so a Yachid can say it by himself if he's davening in his house, let's say, or if he's in shul and he wants to sing along, he could sing along for Magen Avos. Now the Ramah, even though he mentions that this is the practice, the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Beis says that the Chazan should still repeat Magen Avos after the Tzibor says it. Because the whole idea here is for the Chazan to be saying it. The Yachid's not supposed to say it at all. So the Ramah says, no, our practice is that we say it along with him. That's very nice that you say it along with him. But you have to make sure that we hear it from the Chazan. In Yerushalayim, the minhag is, even in Ashkenazi shuls, and this is the minhag in Sephardi shuls, that the tzibor does not say Magen Avos out loud. The minhag in Yerushalayim, and it's the minhag in Sephardic communities, that only the chazan says it, the tzibor does not sing along. And that really does make a lot of sense according to the Gra. That's why it's the minhag in Yerushalayim. Because again, according to the Gra, this is not a, if you learn like Rashi, it's a stalling tactic. So yeah, why not? Get the whole crowd involved. Everyone can sing. It's very nice. But according to the Gra, this is, we're being motzi, the latecomers in Shmon Esrei. So what are you singing for in the middle of Shmon Esrei? They have to hear the chazan. So we're not going to get the tzibor involved here. The chazan's going to say what he needs to say. It's interesting. This will also impact something else. What would you say? Should the chazan bow when he starts off and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, what's the Lashon? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. He quotes it here in the Mishnah. Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Akel Agadah, Konei Shamayim Baretz. Should he bow in the beginning? So this is actually it's a machlokas. It's a discussion. Shlomo Zalman Orbach quotes from the Makor Chaim that he should bow, and the Achronim point out, yeah, that makes perfect sense. The Shlomo Zalman is assuming, like the Gra, Minhag Yerushalayim, that the reason we're doing this is to be motzi people. For being motzi people, this is a real Shmon Esrei. So we're going to follow the real rules of Shmon Esrei. We're going to bow in the beginning, but others learn that no, we don't bow. I believe the Sfardim do that. The Sfardim, I believe, do not bow. The Chazan does not bow. He says that's that Yaakov Yosef is brought down like that. Okay, what about on Yontif? What do we do on Yontif? So the Shulchan Aruch and Tess just says, Yomtov Shechalios B'Shabbos, Eino Maskir Shal Yomtov, the Bracha Main Shava. Mishnah Berurah points out, since this whole thing was a takana anyway, because of the sakana, they never made the takana dafka on Yontif. They only made it on Shabbos, and therefore we're not going to start adding in additions for Yontif. There's no additions for Yontif. It's okay. That wasn't the original takana. Okay, we're out of time. What we need to finish up next week is the big burning question, and that is, do you say Magen Avos when you don't have a regular minyan? Which is a very important halacha nowadays. We're going to see that the standard halacha is you don't say bracha main sheva, that whole thing, magen avos, with the bracha before an end, if you are in a temporary minyan. The question is going to be, what's a temporary minyan? If you go on a Pesach program, is that a temporary minyan? You go on a cruise, and you're there for 2 weeks, is that a temporary minyan? It's the COVID pandemic, and you're davening in the backyard of someone, but you're doing it for months already. Is that a temporary minyan? So everyone will pay attention this Friday night in their different minyanim. If you have minyanim outdoors or wherever you live and wherever your minyan situation is, so you'll pay attention if they say Bracha Mein Sheva afterwards. So we're going to need to just finish up that discussion, a little bit of a discussion here. We'll finish up Reish Samach Ches. Reish Samach Tes.